The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Menachem Genek, Rabbinic Administrator at the Orthodox Union, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis has a brisa that machlokes between Yehuda and Shimon about the tzitz. The tzitz was the a plate that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, upon which was written Kodesh Lashem. And there's the machlokes. The loch is that the tzitz is meratza on Tumas Mikdash, on Tumas Kadoshov, and there's a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Yehuda. Rav Shimon is of the opinion, tzitz ben sheyesh lo mitzvah, ben sheein lo mitzvah, meratza, divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the opinion that the tzitz atoned for Tuma, and if even when he wasn't wearing the tzitz. And Rav Yehuda was of the opinion, only while he was wearing the tzitz was it meratza. Now, according to Rav Shimon, that even when it's not al metzcho, namely that even when he's not wearing it, that's meratza. Apparently, he thinks it's simply the object of the tzitz, one of the eight godim, the Kohen Gadol, the heft of the tzitz by itself is meratza. And the Yehuda thinks it's only while he's wearing it, because either because he thinks it's not just the heft of the tzitz that's meratza that atones, but it's the kiyum, levisha, the fulfillment of mitzvah of wearing the tzitz. There isn't a mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol to wear the tzitz and to wear all the begadim. It's the kiyum levisha, so it's only when he's wearing it is it meratza. That's one way to interpret Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, who holds it only while you're wearing it. The other way to interpret is not, he fundamentally agrees to Rav Shimon that it's the tzitz per se, the object of the tzitz, the cheftz of the tzitz meratza. So it doesn't have the identity of being a tzitz, unless the Kohen Gadol is actually wearing it. This may relate to a machlokes rishonim, because Tosfos in Yuma and Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph proves the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph that Yanai HaMelech wore the tzitz even outside the Beis Hamikdash. So he said, from here you see that you can wear first of all the tzitz even outside the Beis Hamikdash, and also, even though he wasn't wearing the other Bigdei Kahuna. However, the Rashba and the Ritva dispute this, and they say Yanai is not a proof. Yanai acted inappropriately. But in fact, a Kohen Gadol should not wear the tzitz by itself, or he should not wear the tzitz outside the Beis Hamikdash. Now, in terms of Tosfos Shita, we can interpret that he thinks when you're not allowed the tzitz, wear the tzitz outside the Beis HaMikdash, because Bigdei Kohuna in general are not worn outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Kli Shoris, the Ketusha and the purpose and functionality is only the Mikdash. Or they think, beyond that, you can only wear the tzitz if you're wearing the other eight godim with it, because the tzitz is only within the context of the eight godim, the chesed godim, the Kohen Gadol war, because the Kohen Gadol, or another coin for that matter, did avoda, missing even one of the begodim, he's called mechusa begodim, he's deficient in terms of the number of begodim, vestments that he's supposed to wear, and therefore, he doesn't have the status of, he has the status of mechusa begodim, missing begodim, which is forbidden to do the avoda. In fact, if he does the avoda, he's chayiv mishma de shemayim, like a zar, like a non-kohen. From the Beis Halevi interprets in the Rambam that the Rambam is of the opinion that the Kohen Gadol has to wear in order for the tzitz meratza, he has to wear the all ches godim, all eight godim of the Kohen Gadol, and that's why, in fact, the Beis Halevi argues that's the reason that the Kohen Gadol, even though some of the godim is shatnas, is allowed to wear it shelo b'shas avoda, even not during the time of avoda, because he thinks that there's always a kiyum of his wearing the tzitz, because while wearing the tzitz, in case there's tumah in the Beis Hamikdash, the tzitz will be meratza. However, the Ritva in Kedushin is of the opinion, it seems clear, that even though the Kohen Gadol can't wear the tzitz b'chutz, nonetheless, the tzitz is melatza even if he's not wearing all eight begadim. So this may be related to what we spoke about. If the locha is according to Yehuda, it's the kim levish of tzitz. So maybe you have to wear all eight begadim. But if it's that fundamentally, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Shimon that it's the heftzer shel tzitz that's melatza, just it doesn't have the status of tzitz, it doesn't have a shem tzitz, unless the kohen gadol is wearing it, then it's sufficient for him to wear, to just put on the tzitz by itself. There is, however, another approach that we can take, and that is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he thinks indeed it's the kiyum levisha of the tzitz that's meratzah, and that's why it's only meratzah and atones only while he's wearing it. But he thinks that the tzitz, by itself is a separate kiyum levisha. It's not simply the general levisha, the mitzvah of levisha's begodim, but there's a separate mitzvah to wear the tzitz and a special chaloshem of levisha tzitz. Based on the says the cost of a higher al metzcho tamid, and therefore, if there's a kiyum levisha, maybe that's possible even if he's not wearing all eight godim. And according to Tosis, even chutz lemikdash, the kiyum levisha big de kahuna is only mikdash, but this halacha that's melatza, maybe that's even chutz lemikdash. And this may relate to a question that the Dvar of Rom poses. The Dvar of Rom, the Kovner of, in his Sefer, in Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Beis, asks, Reb Shimon proves or argues for his position that the Tzitz Miratza, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, that on Yom Kippur, during the time that the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avoda, when he does the specific Avodas of Yom Kippur, and he doesn't wear his Ches Godim, but he wears only the four big day lavan linen garments that he wears for the vote of Yom Kippur. She says, if you hold that it's only b'shas levisha, the Kohen Gadol at that point is not wearing the big day kahuna, so he's not wearing the tzitz. What will happen if something happens at that point? What will be miratz on the avoda? So the Dvar Avraham asks, what's his question? Because Rav Dimi is of the opinion that big day Kohen Gadol, that the aloch is that the Meshuach Melchama, who was a special kohen, who was anointed specifically to read if Israel was in war, he would go out and read the special parsha of Melchama, and telling the soldiers not to be afraid, and anybody who was exempt from going, for example, who just got married and so on, or just built a house. That was called the Meshuach Melchama. He was anointed for this purpose to be the Kohen in the time of Avoda. But he had a special Kedusha, and according to Rav Dimi, when he did the service in the Beis HaMikdash, he was able also to wear the Ches Godim like a Kohen Gadol. Since he was an anointed one with Shemana Mishra, he wore Ches Godim, all eight Godim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? What do we do when the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoda of Rav Shimon's Taina on Yom Kippur in the Big Day Lovin, the four begodim, the Big Day Lovin? What will be Meratz if you think he has to be Levisha? So the Kavanah was, why don't the Gemara suggest, like going to Avdimi, that the Meshuach Melchama will be wearing the begodim, and therefore the tzitz will be Meratz because it's being worn by the Meshuach Melchama? But according to what we've said, it could be that the answer is that Reb Shimon's argument is that even if Meshuach Melchama can do the avoda can wear big day lovin when he does, excuse me, can wear the chos gadim when he does avoda. However, during this period on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol is doing avoda by big day lovin. So then, even if the Meshuach Melchama would wear the Ches Godim, however, as relates to this avoda is an avoda that requires Big Day Lavan and only the four Godim. So as relates to that avoda, the Meshuach Melchama, even though he's a different person, that there's no Kiyum Levisha of his, of the big day, the general Big Day Zohav, the Ches Godim. and at that point, if the Kohen Gadol would wear those Gadim, he would be Mechusim, he would be, as it relates to Ches Gadim, he would be considered wearing extra Gadim. The Avodah would be possible. And therefore, even if the Meshuach Muhammad would be wearing his Ches Gadim, it would be insufficient. But I think we can add to that and say more, that according to Rav Dimi, that the Meshuach Muhammad is Meshamesh and has the status as relates to something like a Kohen Gadol. However, he's not the Kohen Gadol. So even though there's a kiyum of avodah like a Kohen Gadol, that's as relates to the aloch of Levisha and avodah. However, as relates to the kiyum Levisha of tzitz, that's not just a kiyum of avodah b'gdei kohuna. This is special aloch that's related only to the Kohen Gadol, that the Fahoyal Metzchol, that it's Mechapa Venosor, that it's Mechapa on the Tumas Mikdash, that halacha only applies, and that Kim Levisha is restricted and only relates to the Kohen Gadol. Now, if we say that according to Yehuda, that the reason is only when he's wearing the tzitz, it's Meratza, nonetheless, we can distinguish between the Kohen Gadol and the Meshuach Milchama, because even if we say that according to Yehuda, that the tzitz is meratzah by itself, it just doesn't have the status of tzitz unless he's wearing it. Then if that would be the case, then it's not a special kiyum levisha. Then it would seem then since even the Meshuach Melchama is wearing it, but it's simply to give it the identity of its tzitz, that it's not just on the table, somebody's wearing it, then even the Meshuach Melchama wearing it, since it's the Chefter Tzitz Mizratza, that should be effective at that time as well. Now, I once spoke to Rav Soloveitchik about this, to the Rav, and he thought that even according to Rav Shimon, that that the tzitz it's not the heft of tzitz that's meratzah. One could just, on the contrary, said, even according to Rav Shimon, it's the kim levisha. Just he thinks that the kim levisha doesn't have to be simultaneous with the tumah. As long as there is a tzitz, and the Kohen Gadol had once worn it and could wear it again, assuming the tzitz is not broken, that itself would be meratzah. So these are different approaches as relates to the halacha of the halacha of ritzu tzitz.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis, the Menalef says, Ein ma'abrid hashono, v'fnei roish hashono. The halacha is that Bezdin, in order that the year should become a leap year, Bezdin has to decide that there's the need to add an extra other. So the Gemara says that, when does Bezdin decide? So technically we learned in the Gemara in the previous daf, that Bezdin will base their decision on whether the grain and the trees or the fruits are growing properly if they're not ripe yet. However, the Gemara over here says that you're not supposed to be ma'abra the shana before Rosh Hashanah. So when before Rosh Hashanah of that year, you're not allowed to be ma'abra the shana. And if they did it, ain't muberes. The Iber is not chal. It's not considered a leap year, even if they decided it should be considered a leap year. However, if they decided after Rosh Hashanah, then they are allowed to decide that the year that they are presently in should become a leap year. And so long as it's after Rosh Hashanah, it's already in, they're already into the year that they are planning on adding an extra other to, they are allowed to add an extra other. However, if they were to do that before Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, not only can they not do it, are they not supposed to, even if they decided that it should be a leap year, the following year should be a leap year, it does not become a leap year. The Ramban, in his Asagas on the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Tasei, Kufnun Gimel, writes that this halacha that we say, that if the Bezdin were to be Ma'abra the Shana, they were to make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah, that it's not considered a leap year and it's nothing, this halacha is only Dirabon. It's a gzeira that the Chacham said, that the Chacham went so far to say that not only you're not allowed to be Ma'abra the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, even if they did it, even if you did it, it's not considered a leap year. But this is not a din min ha-tayra. It means, technically speaking, min ha-tayra, the Ramban holds, it would be possible to decide even before Rosh Hashanah that the following year should be a leap year, and you can even decide for the coming years. Even doesn't have to be the coming year, it could be even for many years in advance. So the Ramban says this is only Exeira Midirabonim Shalo Yavi Lidei Shikha. That if they've said in years in advance or months in advance that the following year is going to be a leap year, and they decided they task it and it should be a leap year, by the time Adar of that year comes around and then they have to be knowing a leap year, they might forget, everyone might forget that they already decided it should be a leap year. Therefore, Chazal made a gzeiro that you should not decide that the year should be a leap year at the very least before Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, says the Ramban has a big problem that since Bizman Hazeh, we do not have a Sanhedrin, we don't have any Bezdin that has the authority to establish the months or the years and make a leap year. So how can we have leap years today? So the Ramban says that all the years were already arranged during the end of the time of the Gemara by one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael, who was known as Hillel HaNasi. And at that time, which was towards the end of the Tkufa of the Amiroim, when the Gemara was compiled, he arranged and he decided all the years that are going to be leap years, he says, until the time of Bias HaMashiach. Therefore, says the Ramban, we have a problem. How is it possible? How is it possible for this Hillel, for the Nasi, to establish that the coming years, thousands of years later, will be considered a leap year if the Gemara over here says that in Mebrua Einu Muberes, it cannot be Ma'abra the Shana before Rosh Hashanah doesn't take effect? So therefore, says the Ramban, the answer is that since this is the only Exeira Midirabonim, so the Rachachamim themselves said that in these situations, in this circumstance, where if they're not Ma'abra the Shana then, we will not be able to add the leap years later, because today we don't have a Bezdin that can do such things. So therefore they were allowed to establish a calendar system, and they were allowed to be Ma'abra the Shonim even many hundreds and thousands of years in advance. And the Chidushi Aran brings down this Ramban, the Ran over here in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Aleph, brings down this Chidush of the Ramban, that this halacha in Ma'abra Sashana Mishana Lechaverto is only a din d'rabon. All these halachas are not min hatoru. We find the Turi Eben in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chafei Midbeis has a discussion about Kiddush HaChodesh. We know that Kiddush HaChodesh, the way it works is that the new moon, when the new moon becomes visible, the Edom see the moon, and two witnesses come the next day to Bezdin, and they testify that they saw the new moon, and if Bezdin accepts their testimony, their Eidos, then Bezdin decides that that day is Rosh Chodesh. That means the day that the Edom saw the moon is the day that's going to become the new next day of the month, which is the 30th day counting from the previous month. And since the Edom saw the moon the night of day number 30, and they come the following day on day 30 to Bezdin, Bezdin decides that day 30 in reality should be Rosh Chodesh, and it should be the first day of the new month. So the Turi Eben says, what's the halacha if for whatever reason the new moon was visible not on the night of day number 30? What if the new moon was visible on the night of day number 29? And the Edom came and they say they saw the moon, they come on day number 29, and they say we saw the new moon already. We already saw the new moon on day 29. What is the halach? Now, day 229 cannot become Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh has to be, a month has to have either 29 days or 30 days. There's no such thing as a month of 28 days. So if the Edom would come on day number 29, Bezdin does not have the ability to say, oh, the Edom saw the moon today, so therefore today should be Rosh Chodesh, and the previous month should only have 28 days. So Bezdin cannot accept their Edom, this Edus, and say that day number 29 is Rosh Chodesh. The Turyevan's question is, what can, is Bezdin allowed to accept their Edom and say, okay, we accept these people's Edus that they saw the new moon, therefore, we won't make today Rosh Chodesh, but that will help that tomorrow, day number 30, will be Rosh Chodesh. Is it possible for Bezdin to decide on day number 29 that the following day should be Rosh Chodesh? Or not, do we say that in order for Bezdin to decide that day number 30 should be Rosh Chodesh, Eidim have to come on day 30. They have to come and say they saw the moon on day 30, and therefore day 30 will become Rosh Chodesh, but day 29 is too early. Says the Turi Eben, he wants to bring a proof that it is possible for Bezdin to accept their Edus and be Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 29 and say that tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. Says the Turi Eben, what's the proof? How do we know how can I say that we can Mekadosh the Chodesh even though it's not yet Rosh Chodesh? Says the Turi Eben, we see in our Gemara that although the Bezdin cannot be Ma'abra Dushana, they can't decide that the leap year should be before Rosh Hashanah, they can't decide the coming year should be a leap year. However, after Rosh Hashanah, they can decide, even though we're not yet up to Adar, we're still in Tishrei, Chesed, and Kislev, Bezdin has the ability to decide that the coming month, the month of Adar that's going to come, is going to be a leap year, even though we're not yet up to Adar. Says the Turi Eben, so this is a proof that just like Bezdin can accept and they can paskin that today, even though it's not yet Adar, that the Adar should be Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, it should be a leap year. So too, says the Turi Eben, Bezdin can accept the Edus and they can be Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 29 and say, even though it's only day 29, they can say that the following day will be Rosh Chodesh. And the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak from Itzel Panovitcher in Chelik Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph, he's matmiya, he doesn't understand the Turi Eben. He says, what kind of proof can you bring from the halacha over there of Iber Hashanah to the halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh? That when we say Bezdin decides that there should be this coming year should be a leap year, that decision, when we say that the year should be a leap year, it's not a decision on a specific month. If the decision of Bezdin would be that this month shouldn't be a regular Adar, it should be Adar Rishon, and the following month should be Adar Sheni, then you're right. So Bezdin's decision would have to be made on Adar Rishon, on Adar Sheni. And if Bezdin decided that beforehand in Shvat or in Tishrei or Cheshvan, so that would be a proof that, so you could be Ma'abra the Shana in advance, so too, you could be Mekadosh the Chodesh in advance. However, says the Zecher Yitzchak, that's not the case. When we say that there is a leap year, then there's an extra month in the year, that makes the entire year a different year. The year is a different year. This year, which begins on Rosh Hashanah and ends on the following Rosh Hashanah, this year is considered a leap year when I add an extra month to the year. So the entire year is different. So therefore, it says the Zecher Yitzchak, when Bezdin decides that there should be an extra Adar, they're not just making a decision about the month, that particular month of Adar, they're making a decision about the entire year. If they're making a decision about the entire year, then why can't they make that decision once the year has begun? In Tishrei or in Cheshvan, they're saying this year, which we are already in the middle of this year, will now become a leap year. So this is no comparison to the case of the Turi Eben. When Turi Eben, the case is the Eidim want to come on the month of, when it's in the month of Shvat, and it's the 29th day in the month of Shvat, and Bezdin now decides to make tomorrow the first day of the month of Adar. Bezdin cannot make the month of Adar when it's still in the middle of Shvat, because the month of Shvat has nothing to do with the month of Adar. So there's no comparison between the case of Iber Hashanah and the case of Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Zecher Yitzchak says the proof of the Turi Eben is no proof. Now, in order for the Zecher Yitzchak's proof to make sense, the Zecher Yitzchak is proving that the Beis Din only has the ability to establish a leap year once we're already in the middle of the leap year. So what would be the halacha if Beis Din were to decide on the previous year that the coming year should be a leap year? If such a halacha would work, if it would be possible for the Beis Din in the previous year to decide that the coming year would be a leap year, then the Turi Evans proof would be a good proof. Because over there, the year hasn't begun. It's like deciding in the year Tavshin Ayin Vav should be a leap year, but Beis Din decided that in Tavshin Ayin Hey, that the following year Tavshin Ayin Vav should be a leap year, so they're deciding it should be a leap year when we're not in the middle of that year. Then that would be a good proof that the Eidim would be able to decide in the middle of Shvat that the coming year should be, the coming month of Adar, should, when whatever day Rosh Chodesh should be day number 30 and not day number 31. However, the reason Turi Evan doesn't bring that proof is because the Gemara says, like we said over here, the Gemara Bayah says that if you ma'abar the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, Einim Uberes, it doesn't work. So that can't be approved. The Rebbe is trying to prove that it does work, not that it doesn't work. However, if we would say, like the Ramban and the Ran, who say that when the ma'abar the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, min ha'toyrah, it is considered a good leap year. It's only Mizr Rabbanon, the Chacham said, it's not a good leap year. So then, the Turi Evans proof would be a good proof, because min ha'toyrah, you see that you can make a leap year before the year begins, so too you can be Mekadosh the Chodesh before the month begins. So the fact that the Zecher Yitzchak says that the Turi Evans proof is not a good proof, and he doesn't even have a proof from the halach of the Mamru of making me ma'abar the Shana before the Shana begins. From there you see that the Zecher Yitzchak disagrees with the Ramban. And the Zecher Yitzchak understands that if they were ma'abar the Shana before Rosh Hashanah, even min ha'toyrah, it cannot become a leap year. And in fact, this is the opinion of the Avnei Nezer and Arachayim, Simin Shin Yiralf, Skot Yiralf. And the Sefer Mishnah Yayid, the Tzor Chaim Simen Hei also says that the Lashon HaRambam, when the Rambam brings down this halacha of the Mebru and Muberes, the Rambam makes no mention that this is only a din de Rabbonim, and it would seem that the Shita of the Rambam is that min ha-toyro, the Beis Din does not have the ability to be Mekadesh, the Chodesh, or be Me'avar the Shana before the year has begun. Only once the year has begun does the Beis Din have the ability to establish a leap year. And the Rambam, therefore, is the Shitasa. We said before that the Ramban says that min ha-toyrah, it is possible to establish leap year before the year begins. And the Ramban says that's the way we have our calendar. Our calendar today is based upon this fact that the Beis Din thousands of years ago already established that this year that we are in now should be a leap year. Even though they decided that before this year began. The Rambam disagrees with the Ramban. The Rambam says that there's a halacha on Moshe Sinai that establishes the years of Zman Hazen. It's not the pshat that it was established before the times of Hillel HaNasi. Every year is established in its proper time. Therefore, the Rambam does not need to say the chiddush of the Ramban that this halacha of the Mru and Nuberes before Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanon. And the Rambam can say that it works min ha-toyro. Now, l'chayro, this svaro, that the Zecher Yitzchak says that the reason why that Beis Din could be ma'abar the Shana from the beginning of the year and they don't have to wait until Adar is because they psak out the Beis Din to turn the year into a leap year is chal on the entire year. L'chayr should depend upon the machloikis between Rambam and Rashi. He mentioned earlier in Daf Yud Aleph that the Brisker Rav explains that there's a fundamental difference between Rashi and the Rambam about the halacha of being ma'abar the Shana, of adding an extra month to the year. Rashi says that the halacha that you're adding an extra month to the year is the Torah gave you the ability, gave the Chachamim the ability to add an extra month whenever there is a tzairach, whenever there's a need. But there's no overarching halacha that the year has to be, the Jewish year has to be a Shnas Hachama. It's halacha in Pesach, Pesach has to be a Chodesh Aviv. However, the Brisker Rav explains, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds, that Rambam clearly that the years, our years, according to the Jewish calendar, are solar years. And therefore, there is a need to add an extra month to the year in order so that the year should fit according to the solar calendar. So according to the Ristorov's interpretation of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the halacha of adding an extra month to the year is the halacha in the entire year and is going to explain and identify the entire year as a solar year. So therefore, the Zecher Yitzchak's comment is understood. We understand why, as soon as the year begins, it's possible for Beis Din to say, this year will be a leap year, because according to the Rambam, there is a halacha that the year must be a solar year, and that is what obligates us to add an extra Adar. However, according to Rashi, there's no halacha that the year needs to be a solar year. The halacha is that when it comes time, when it's in the times of Adar, when it's times of Nisan, so then you see, if there's a need to add an extra month, so we add an extra month. So that halacha is not a halacha that applies to the entire year. That's a specific halacha that applies to the month of Adar. So according to Rashi, the Turi Evan can be understood. This is that the Turi Evan says that he has a proof for the fact that he could be Ma'abar the Shana in Tishrei for the month of Adar. And he said, the Zecher Yitzchak's question is that Tishrei and Adar are the same year. There's no proof from here to Kiddush HaChodesh, but according to Rashi, there is a proof. Because according to Rashi, there is no connection between Tishrei and Adar. Because it's no halacha that the entire year becomes a solar year, it becomes a leap year. It's a halacha in the month of Adar, whether the month of Adar should be a leap year, should be an extra month, or should not be an extra month. Therefore, according to this opinion of Rashi, we understand that Turi Evan can prove from this halacha of Ibar Hashanah that the halacha will be the same, that a Bezin will have the ability to be Mekadosh HaChodesh before the Chodesh begins.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.